Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jake Ryan. Welcome to episode 8 of Wrestle Radio. Yes, we are Wrestle Radio now, no longer known as the Over the Top Podcast. We are now officially known as Wrestle Radio. Thank you for joining me this week. And on this week's edition, we have a lot of stuff to talk about this week. We took a small hiatus after some personal issues we had between the hosts, but it's all passed. We got that good and going. We're both back live. Except for James, he is currently out because he had emergency dental surgery today. So I'm running solo today. doing it today. So ladies and gentlemen, we got the WWE to talk about. We got lots of WWE to talk about. We got Ring of Honor's Best in the World results to get to. We got and then in about 30 minutes or so, we'll get Metro Pro Star Red Wing. Will be joining us this evening. We'll talk to him a little bit about his time at the WWE Performance Center, and he has a great match coming up on July 30th at Metro Pro Wrestling. If you can head over to MetroWrestling.com and go and get your tickets, Front Row has been sold out, so there's plenty of general admission seats left. The main event is a non-sanctioned match between Jeremy Wyatt versus Michael Strider match, pretty much 4 years in the making. So yeah, so it's a lot of things going on, a lot of things happening. And then also, I have a few announcements to make too, but that is going to be later on in the show. Let's kick it off with a little bit of a WWE talk. As we're getting ready to go into the brand split in 2016, on July 17th, on the live edition of SmackDown, there will be a WWE draft. That's going to be coming up. There's a lot of talk going on. You got Roman Reigns being suspended out for 30 days. There's a lot of stuff going on. Then also on top of that, not only that, the one thing I'm excited for when it comes to the WWE right now, the WWE is having a Cruiserweight Classic. There's a lot of matches. There's a lot of great stuff going on in the world of professional wrestling. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. And then also on top of that, you also have stuff from last week. On Raw this last week. I know Raw just went on the air 5 minutes ago. If you want to click on over to WWE on the USA Network, you can get yourself acclimated to the show. Yeah, I'm about ready to get all the official competitors, all 32 entrants of the thing, which they did a Facebook Live video of the Cruiserweight Classic from people of all of the United States, all over the world. The official competitors. There, let's see, who's all been good participants that have been announced. Akira Tozawa, Alejandro Saez, Anthony Bennett, Aria Davari, the Brian Kendrick, Cedric Alexander, Clemente Piot, the Mac, Damian Slater, Drew Gulak, Fabian Alcantara, Grand Metallic, Guru Sahira, Harv Sierra, Ho Ho Lun, Jack, I believe his name was Gallagher, Jason Lee, Johnny Gargano, Kenneth Johnson, Kota Ibushi, Lince Dorado, Mustafa Ali, Noam Dar, Raul Mendoza, Rich Swann, Sean Nuleta, TJ Perkins, Tajiri, Tommaso Ciampa, Tony Nese, Tyson Dukes, Zack Sabre Jr. There's a lot of stuff to get to on this great, great show. I'm excited for the Cruiserweight Classic coming with the first round. Will be, I believe it's July. July, I think, 19th. It's July 18th because the night after the live SmackDown should be the start of, yeah. Okay, it's July 13th. July 13th is when it'll start. It'll run through the entire, it'll run through the end of July. So if you guys want to get cracking on that, it's going to be pretty, pretty, very interesting show. You can't wait to watch it. I'm more excited for Zack Sabre. Oh, and they actually announced on July 28th, Zack Sabre Jr. take on Tyson Dukes. Should be a good one. Then also you got TJ Perkins versus the Mac. Cedric Alexander versus Clemente Piot. Ho Ho Lun versus Ariel Davari, which is the brother to Sean Davari. Gargano versus Ciampa happens. It should be a very, very stellar match. So, and Tozawa versus Kenneth Johnson, I have a feeling it's going to be like a really, really, really good and stellar event. If you guys want to head on over to there, you can go and start watching that here before long. There's a lot of stuff getting to on Raw tonight. We'll get the highlight reel returning tonight. Which will be Zayn and Owens will be on Raw this evening. Will be on the highlight reel. You guys go check that stuff out. It's going to be a pretty, pretty fun stuff. We got Red Wing join us here in a little bit. So it should be very, getting him talking on the show and getting it going. And yeah, it's pretty fun stuff. And guys, get your calls in. The number this evening is 213-943-3422. You can get all your talks, information, and stuff about WWE and all WWE programming. Ring of Honor just recently had a show called Best in the World. And I watched it on pay-per-view, and in my opinion, it was not better than last year's. Last year's Ring of Honor event, Ring of Honor Best in the World, I believe was actually a lot better due to the fact that due to a lot of the fact that while the fact that it was great matches. Now, keep that in mind. Best in the World this year had the rematch from last year's Best in the World, as it was going to be Jay Lethal defending his championship against Jay Briscoe this year. That going and getting us ready to go. And then Boss, I'm going to run through the results of the entire show as Kyle O'Reilly kicked off our show against Kama Hitachi in a great match. ACH versus Silas Young. ACH has always been a stellar competitor, especially when he's been here in the Midwest getting his stuff going on the show. His matches have been very, very stellar, and we in the Midwest miss him, but I'm glad he's up in Ring of Honor. Then we had Mark Briscoe defeating Mr. Ring of Honor, Roderick Strong. Roderick Strong, this was actually his very last pay-per-view with Ring of Honor. I believe he's heading to the WWE, so we'll see how, if he even makes it to the WWE roster. Then we had the Bullet Club, Adam Cole, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, defeated Moose and War Machine, Hanson and Raven Rowe, and a Tornado Rule six-man tag. I knew the Bullet Club because the Bullet Club is actually still one of the best factions in the business right now. So pretty, and we knew, and me knowing heading into this event, that the Bullet Club was going to remain on top. Then we head to the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Title Match. Before I get to these last four matches here on the show, Ring of Honor typically does title changes during their big events normally, but in this event, no championship changed hands at this pay-per-view. The Addiction, Chris Daniels, and Kazarian defeated the Motor City Machine Guns, recently got back together. It's the one championship that they've never held as a tag team. This Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships, as Alex Elliott and Chris Sabin were defeated by the Addiction. Then we head to BJ Whitmer versus Steve Corino in a fight without honor. And this match, the two best matches of the night, was BJ Whitmer and Steve Corino and Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe. Reason why I say this, BJ Whitmer versus Steve Corino was a complete bloodbath. If you really want to go back and watch that, I suggest you do ordering it off of ringofhonor.com or ringofhonorwrestling.com, or go watch it on the Fight Network. You can go watch it on there. This match was a complete bloodbath. If you guys want to go watch it, go watch it. It's a stellar match. Then we had the Bobby Fish, one half of Red Dragon, defending the Ring of Honor Television Championship against Dalton Castle, and which I was awesome. It was a good match, but not enough to put on my two best matches. And then Jay Lethal and Jay Briscoe, these two men, singling off of last year, I really think it should have went differently. I think Briscoe should have won the championship back, but that's not for me to decide. But I think the next time they're on pay-per-view, I believe will be either... I think it's the anniversary show will be the next. Big Ring of Honor. Big Ring of Honor show that they're going to do. It'll be on pay-per-view again. But luckily for me, I have it on the PlayStation Network, so I'm able to watch these shows. If you guys want to get your calls in on the show, call 213-943-3422. We're going to keep the ball rolling here as we wait for Red Wing to jump on this show, because we got a lot to talk about him about it. And we got a lot to talk about this week regarding his 3XW, time in 3XW to the WWE Performance Center, getting a WWE tryout, and then going to do what they should be already in the next 15 minutes or so. Sorry, I'm running allergies right now. It's not a very good time for me right now. But I'm still going to run the show like a champ, like I should. But But yeah, I mean, also, let's get to the announcements. Join on show. And if, this is not really wrestling related news. The CM Punk will have his debut at UFC, I believe it was 202 in Cleveland. Is it 202 or 203? And he'll fight Mickey Gall. And then we got Brock Lesnar return in July 9th at UFC 200. Should be a very, very good time. But let's get to the announcements. The fun-filled announcements. July 30th, we will be at Metro Pro Wrestling with Missouri Wrestling Revival and Metro Pro at the Turner Rec Center. We're doing a very special promotion with our guy who'll be on here in the next few minutes or so. We are doing a special promotion with Missouri Wrestling Revival with a special Red Wing trading card. The first 200 fans who walk through those doors will get a free. Yeah, you heard me right. Free. And yeah, one more time, free. Red Wing trading card with not only Red Wing stats on the back, it will also have our tomorrow will be the big reveal on the new logo. That will be available tomorrow. We're going to start getting t-shirts and stuff started. We also have a website up right now, www.russellradio.weebly.com. Go over and check out our new page. You can get all of our latest info and updates when it comes to our show. You can get all the... It's wrestle-radio.weebly.com. You can go... we've got visitors. We're still working on getting more stuff up there. Guys, go and check that out. Also, we're starting something new on that website this week. Tomorrow we will have an official match of the week, which will feature a match that is decided upon by me, James, and our buddy Thomas, but mostly me because I'm the one who's running the whole page. So our first week, our very first match of the week will be Will Ospreay taking on Ricochet during the Best of the Super Juniors. If you guys want to go watch that, it'll be on about 9 or 10 in the morning tomorrow if you guys want to go and take a look at that and watch that great match. Our store will be set up by mid-July-ish. So that's a lot of things also going on. Next week, we won't be doing a live Russell Radio show next week. It will be a replay of one of our past episodes. We will be back for episode 10 the following week. It will be the July 11th show, which July 11th we will have our friends from St. Louis, from Dynamo Pro. They will be on our show July 11th, which will be a fantastic show. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of... And actually, Roderick Strong just wrestled his last match last night with the Ring of Honor. And if you guys can go, it'll be on Ring of Honor TV in the next few weeks or so. But we've got 10 minutes until Red Wing will be on, maybe, hopefully. We will be... doing some other fun, and then so August 29th or 27th, I don't know the exact date yet. The exact date, it'll be we're going to Wrestle Radio. We'll head to probably one of our, well, one of my favorite venues, not for a wrestling show, but it's one of our favorite deals to do. It's August 27th. August 27th, we will be at the Community America Ballpark where the T-Bones play. We will be there to represent Metro Pro Wrestling. If you guys want to go and head out to that show, it'd be very fantastic. Also, and the tag says WWE. We're going to talk a little bit about WWE here in a little bit regarding the brand split and stuff. Regarding our brands, the brand split, we will get that, which will be on the official draft day. The official draft will be, I think it's the 17th. The 17th. As I'm reading the there's different mock drafts out. I'm looking at the one actually on Bleacher Report. Round one. I'm going to run through the draft projections. It will be Raw brand. Here's the Raw brand. Numbers 1 through 20. Roman Reigns will be selected by Raw. Reigns, Seth, Roman, Seth, Kevin, Bailey, Brock Lesnar, Bray Wyatt, Finn Balor, Becky Lynch, Colin Cassidy, Big E, Bruno Del Rio, Enzo Amore, Sheamus, Corbin, Miz, Kingston, Natalya, Naomi, Braun Strowman, Eric Rowan. And we head to the SmackDown side. Ambrose, Cena, Styles, Charlotte, Sasha, Jericho, Orton, Rusev, Gable, Cesaro, Zayn, Taker, The Club, the 13 and 14, Paige, Jason Jordan at 16, Xavier Woods at 17, Neville, Big Show, Nikki Bella. The question is, where will the two champions end up? Since I'm explaining, there will be two championships, but we do not know the extent that about the tag teams, what tag teams are being split, what tag teams are going where. They'll be July 17th. You can go check out the stuff and enjoy what's to come. Then, I was reading this the other day. The WWE pay-per-views for the rest of the year are no longer going to be like one or two pay-per-views a month anymore. It's going to be like, as I'm about to give you guys all the official dates. Yep, so even though it's not been completely updated yet with the SmackDown and Raw, SmackDown Raw stuff, after the brand split, we'll have two world champions. You will have, starting September, Backlash will be a SmackDown only event. Clash of Champions will be a Raw only event. No Mercy will be a SmackDown event. We'll be Hell in a Cell and Raw, Tables, Out of Chairs and SmackDown, Roadblock for Raw. Yeah, so we will see how that ends up playing out when it comes to Survivor Series will be a dual branded show. November 20th. So pretty much the big four will still be your co-branded events. But let's just hope that the WWE does not make the same mistake they did the first time they did the brand split. Well, with that being said, we're going to take our first break of the night. We're back in about 3.5 minutes or so. We'll get you right back in there going.
Blast, a kick in the ass, so paranoid. Watch your back!
Well, welcome back to the Wrestle Radio show. I'm back as Jake Ryan. We're back here on the show with our guest at this time, right on cue. We'd like to bring on Nate Redwing, who will be our amazing guest this week on Wrestle Radio. How are we doing this evening, sir?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. How are you?
Trying to stay cool and up here in Kansas City.
Yeah,
it's a little warm.
It's pretty warm here too. Yeah,
it's a little warm. Well, we got a lot to talk about here. With you being at the WWE tryout, you have a lot of things with actually a bunch of pro going on, and also, yeah, got a lot of stuff happening. So let's start off with a little bit of Metro Pro stuff here as we get going. You have a match July 30th with a guy that I believe this is your first meeting against, which is Kevin Lee Davidson. I believe it was your first meeting, I believe, with.
Yes, sir.
You guys both powerhouse wrestlers, and you guys are part of the Metro Pro Heavyweight title tournament. So, what does this match actually mean to you going forward? Also, as this going along, you also have to have either Ace Steel or Lucy Mendez possibly you watching your back against or during that point?
I mean, this match, it's a pretty big match for me. Kevin Lee Davidson, he's a big boy. He's a big name. He's doing a lot of big things right now. So a good opportunity for me to test myself against him, see what I'm made of. And it's an opportunity to advance in that tournament for the Metro Pro Heavyweight Championship. I've held the Kansas title. And, you know, every time you wrestle for a company, your goal is always to be the heavyweight champion. So it's a pretty big night, pretty big match for me. In the back of my mind, you know, I got Ace Steel, Lucy Mendez. I'm sure they're not happy with me getting involved in their match, the last Metro show. So I'm sure they'll try to stick their nose in there somehow.
With you being the former Kansas champion, and you pretty much got screwed out of the championship by Lucy Mendez, Ace Steel, and Steve Fender, who was at the last Metro Pro show, the Central States and Kansas titles were both unified together, which I believe is now a Central States championship now.
So, yes, so, I think that's how it goes.
Yeah. So now as we move forward, we have I got Metro Pro coming. There's a lot of stuff going on in that show. Not only we have you and KLD going on, we have Sanjay Dutt who will be in a match that show. We got Stevie Richards who will also be in a match that show, and then we're also going to have the big main event between Wyatt and Strider, which we all know how the unsanctioned matches go. It could end up anywhere. Especially me being a fan who's been a Metro Pro fan for about 2 years now, anytime that there's an unsanctioned rule, there's an anything goes rule, there's hardcore rules, it gets in the crowd, every show the concessions get thrown over, which on the show the Turner Wreck concession ladies, I hope you do listen to this, and we pray for you every single time at every one of these shows, because it always seems like the concession stand is the best place to go during those matches.
Well, yeah, there's always something you can hit someone with.
That is completely true. Then also, speaking of also as Metro Pro as goes along, you are actually also part of a promotion deal that we're doing with Missouri Wrestling Revival and myself and Metro Pro. For those, and I talked about it earlier, but we're going to reiterate. On July 30th, the first 200 fans who get to walk in the door at Metro Pro will get a free, and it's free with the ticket, but it's free. You get a Red Wing, a Red Wing MWR trading card. And it's been designed by, I think, the people who write the comic books that were at the last show. I have to get their official names and stuff. I should have probably did that before I hopped on this, but didn't have time, had other things to do. But yeah, you were part of that. So how does it feel to have your own trading card?
I believe this is my second trading card. I think when I was, 8 years old and playing a Little League Baseball, I believe you have the option of buying trading cards. My mom bought about 8 of them, so we gave those out to family. So if you have one of those are super rare, and I'd love to see it. But I think this would be pretty cool. You know, I've never really had trading cards other than, like I said, Little League Baseball. So the fact that they want to use me for such a promotion deal like this and give out 200 free, that's a pretty cool deal for me. And trading card looks good. It's a great design, good pictures. Looks really good.
Yeah. And that and so much more as we get into Metro Pro on July 30th. And also, before we leave the subject of Metro Pro, who do you have in the main event between Mr. Strider and Wyatt?
For me, I got to go with Jeremy Wyatt on this. I've been in the ring with him. I know how tough he is. I've never been in the ring with Strider, but I've heard how tough he is. But I feel like it's been a long time in the making, a lot of build-up to this, and I think Jeremy Wyatt, you know, he's put up with it for so long that he finally got screwed over by Strider. And so now I think it's time for Jeremy Wyatt to get his, and I think he will.
Hey, it's 4 years in the making. It's happening. So.
Yep, that's right.
So as we move on from Metro Pro, are you still the 3XW heavyweight champion still? Or did you?
Yes, I am.
You're still the heavyweight champion?
Yep.
I haven't been able to keep up with because I missed going to those shows in Iowa. I need to go back to one of those shows because those shows were really, really fun. Can you explain what it's like to be a heavyweight champion?
I think the heavyweight title kind of signifies that you're the best. And yeah, so the fact that I am heavyweight champion at 3XW means a lot to me. It's great that I got the opportunity and I was able to come through and get the victory. You know, when you're the heavyweight champion, you're kind of the poster child for that organization, that company. So the fact that I get the opportunity to represent companies like 3XW, you know, that means a lot to me because they've been around a long time. And I think it's close to 10 years now or maybe over 10 years. I'm not 100% sure. It might be 11 years now. But they've been around for a long time. They've always put on quality shows and they've had great champions in the past. So I'm just – I was really honored that I'm able to be one of those champions.
Because think of all the men who's actually have held that title before you, like Mark Sterling, which I believe is the guy you won it from. Then you had Wyatt before that, and then you've had Wyatt a few times before that. You've had Rory Fox, Egotisco Fantasco, which I know him as Robert Anthony or Ego Robert Anthony. There's so many men that's held that championship before you. So to be one of the guys that's got to hold it now. Because last 3XW show I went to, it was Wyatt's last match up there against, believe it or not, Mark Sterling in a dog collar ladder match. And for it to kind of, if it's kind of be that way, but now I think I need to make another trip to Iowa. Evan, recently had a WWE trial at the WWE Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. I have friends who's been down there to get like different tryouts and stuff. But can you explain what it's like to go through a WWE like camp or tryout?
Yeah, I played college football before. You know, I played football my whole life, played sports my whole life. Into powerlifting, all that, lifting weights, all that good stuff. But I've never done anything quite as hard as try out of the Performance Center. You know, they brought me in with a bunch of other high-level, high-caliber athletes. And so I believe what they were trying to do was see how we performed while we were tired and, you know, exhausted and breathing heavy and couldn't think straight. So they kind of put the screws to us, and it was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through for sure. And then at the same time, it was a really good learning experience to know exactly what they're looking for and people they give a tryout to. So it helps me understand where I need to be and where I need to go from here as far as, you know, ultimately attaining my dream, which would be, you know, working for the WWE. So it was a great experience, a lot of fun. And like I said, one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life.
Did you get to talk to any of the coaches and or Triple H down there at the time?
Triple H came in on the first day, but he didn't talk to any of us. I think he was there to work out or something like that. So as far as talking to coaches, you know, they were giving me pointers during drills, and I kind of got to talk them up a little bit. I basically got to talk to everyone there. So, you know, like, not to be name-dropping or nothing, but, like, talking to William Regal, Matt Bloom, and Norman Smiley and Robert Brookside and stuff like that. You know, like, those guys, they're so knowledgeable in wrestling. They basically know it all between all of them. So it was really good getting to pick their brains a little bit and find out where they think I need to improve and such. So, yeah, I did get to talk to some people. They helped me out a lot, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a my friends have gotten to do stuff like that too. Like, I had a friend who did it. Who's going to be actually on Tough Enough, but we all know how Tough Enough ended.
But
I've seen Jake Durden go through there. There's a few other guys. I think Sterling had a deal with them for a little bit. There's a lot of different people here that's been through that. And then now, since Performance Center has progressed, and now that the thing with them going on and getting more tryouts, get more people that they need for the upcoming stuff that's going on. But I'm pretty sure, I think it's every wrestler's dream to be in one of the big three promotions, which my big three doesn't include TNA. It's WWE, Ring of Honor, or somewhere like Evolve or PWG, like those would be like a three or four you want to go to, but I know every major wrestler's dream wants to be a WWE superstar. But
for sure, I agree with that.
Yeah, so a lot of the talent. If you were to be a NXT or WWE superstar, who would you want to actually get in the ring with the most out of everybody there?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, you go down the list for just about anyone. I'd love to wrestle because, you know, at that level, they're all really good and they're all the best of the best. So, but I think if I could pick one guy, I'd really like to get in the ring with Samoa Joe. I think two big boys like me and him going back and forth, I think, be a lot of fun, hard hitting, you know, be a little roughed up, but I think it'd be a lot of fun to see me and Samoa Joe go at it.
Hey, Samoa Joe. I mean, he's the NXT champion now, former X Division champion, former heavyweight champion, former tag team champion. I'm pretty sure he's done a lot, but also I know he kicks hard.
Oh yeah.
I know he kicks hard. But also he was also featured in a video game last year, so which he was pretty stellar when it comes to that. Then also to go back on the subject of Metro Pro, they announced this last week or 2 weeks ago that August 27th they're having Metro Pro at a semi-pro professional baseball stadium known as the Community America Ballpark in Kansas City, Kansas, where our beloved Kansas City T-Bones play at. which they're doing pretty stellar this year so far is what I've been hearing. Have you ever wanted to wrestle, like, outside? Ever?
I have and, before. CSW's done, like, the Latino Heritage Festival that's outside every year, so I wrestled outside a couple times. Magnum Pro's done the show at a bar outside, so I wrestled outside a couple times, and every time I wrestle outside, it's been really hot, and so the mat's super hot, so you got to try your best not to get knocked off your feet in those situations.
Especially it's going to be in with the summer winding down, getting ready for that fall weather, getting ready to get cracking. So hopefully August 27th is not too bad. Hopefully it's a cooler day.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I guess. Be a really cool day. But actually, how would it feel to be wrestling in a baseball stadium instead of like outside a bar or maybe at a festival?
I think it'll be awesome. It'll be a lot of new fans, a lot of new eyes on the wrestling show. So, it's a great opportunity for Metro Pro to bring in even more fans than they already do. People that aren't, you know, what I would call a regular there at every show at the Turner Rec Center. So I think it's a good opportunity for us to go out as wrestlers and, you know, show everyone we got and show them what they miss when they don't come to the shows at Turner Rec Center and hopefully bring in more fans. So I think it'll be fun. It'll be a good time. Like, hopefully the crowd's big. So I think it should be a really fun experience.
Yeah, because we all know how it is actually at the Turner Rec Center where we have a packed house. Almost, I think every show this year has either been sold out or pretty close to sold out this year. Pretty close to. Speaking of Metro Pro, July 30th, they just announced that the front row is officially sold out. If you guys want to go and get your tickets for the July 30th show, head over to MetroWrestling.com and get your general admission tickets while they're still going available. And you get to see Red Wing in action. And also get that free trading card.
Get there early.
Get there early, because the first 200 fans that walk in that door get that trading card. Once they're gone, they're
gone. That's right. You bet.
Once they're gone, they're gone. And I'm pretty sure he'll be signing a bunch of those cards.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring a couple Sharpies with me for sure.
Especially on those days. I've always wanted to ask a professional wrestler this question. When it comes to gimmick matches, as we have one coming up for the non-sanctioned anything goes fight between Wyatt and Strider. How much preparation is to going into one of these matches, like a steel cage or possibly a hardcore style type match or an anything goes type match? Is like a lot of prep going into those, or is it just going on free will?
For me, I'm always in the gym anyway, so I don't really make any changes there, but the preparation for going into one of these type of matches is, you know, you can't really think about too much about what you want to try to do, what kind of game plan you want to try to execute. It's basically like when you're out there, you seize an opportunity. If you see an opportunity, you definitely seize it and try to take advantage any way you can. Like, you know, you can't really prepare for, like, no one's going to go train with you in a dog collar match. You know, you kind of just got to go out there and give it your best shot and be ready for anything and ready to give anything, too.
Have you been in any sort of gimmick match as of yet in your career so far?
Yeah, I've done a dog collar match with Michael Monsoon at Magnum Pro. That was pretty fun. Then I've done a no holds barred match with Ricky Love for IPW up in Iowa. So I've done a couple here and there. They're a lot of fun, but it's not something I want to do every week.
Right, like those guys up in CCW. I hear getting lightning broken over the back every couple of weeks. Like those shows. I've seen plenty of dog collar matches, and I think every person's favorite weapon to go through is using that leather strap for the dog collar matches, or a chain, whatever it may be. It's like their favorite weapon to go to. But yeah, with that going on, for those of the fans that haven't been to Metro Pro, you and Ace Steel have sort of pretty much you and the Strider convoy have kind of been butting heads recently. Like you and Ace Steel are going back and forth over the Central States Championship now. Well, you actually are going into the World Heavyweight Title Tournament, but you guys are getting involved in each other's matches. The question is, will there be an end, or will there be like a bittersweet redemption? I guess
I would have to say yes. I would imagine it'll come sooner or later. You know, less than set in stone or ink and paper, but hopefully Ace Steel figured out when I took out both him and Steve Pender at the last Metro Pro show that maybe he shouldn't be messing with me, but, you know, him and Lucy, you can't ever trust those two, so I imagine if he wants to get involved in my Metro Pro Heavyweight Tournament match, I imagine there'll be redemption. I'll have to get myself some back.
Seems pretty fair because the last Metro Pro show, I believe Ace Steel actually had came out during your match, you had, and it didn't necessarily go as planned, but then you come back later on that evening and just demolish both Steve Fender and Ace Steel, which is probably the most awesome thing the entire night. well, next to Wyatt getting his Wrestler of the Year plaque, but the last couple of shows, like whenever Tracy Smothers came to town back earlier this year, and there's also a couple of other matches I've seen this year have been sort of like duds and kind of boring matches. So me and my friends decided to go to the WWE Network and just start watching the WWE Network until the match ends because it's a boring match. But which is not like bad, but it's just a way because we're bored. But as like actually all these special guests that came in, actually, have you gotten to like sit and pick their brains for a little while, or did you just like, for example, the last show was Axe and Smash from Demolition? Did you get a chance to sit down and talk to both of them?
Oh yeah, I definitely got a chance to talk to them and pick their brains a little bit, and I got to know a little bit. Them are two really great guys, and really glad they came in. Really great thing for Metro Pro, you know. Them guys, Ricky Morton and Bobby Eaton, I got to sit down and check their brains too. So, like, when Metro Pro brings in these guys that have so much knowledge, so much experience, it's always great for the boys because, you know, they're all nice guys. They're all wrestlers too, so they like to hang out with us, and they'll sit and shoot the shit and answer any questions we ask for them. So, yeah, every chance I get, I try to pick the brain of someone who's been around longer than I have and try to learn as much as I can. So, yeah, I've had pretty good opportunities at Metro Pro to talk to these guys. It's helped me out tremendously, I think.
I think my favorite guest I've seen so far is hands down. I believe it's Jim Cornette was probably my favorite so far.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun when he was there.
It was a lot of fun. So right now we have Metro Pro coming July 30th. Is there actually a 3XW show that's coming up probably in the next sometime in July? Last time
I would imagine.
We got 5 minutes left of having you on, but it's been a pretty stellar deal. Especially if you could get to talk to you about the WWE Performance Center, talking about your upcoming Metro Pro match, your 3XW stuff. Would you like to do any upcoming events you actually will be at the next.
I believe my next one, and I believe my next one is Magnum Pro, July 22nd. I might have one in between now and then, but I can't remember for sure. I feel bad. I should know this, but I have to look at my calendar, which is out of my truck right now. But next one, I got Magnum Pro coming up in Omaha, Nebraska, July 22nd. That'll be a big show. And then July 30th, Metro Pro, obviously. Should be having, I believe, Midwest All-Pro Wrestling up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'll be running a show here in the next couple weeks. I'm pretty sure I'll be on that one. So that's basically what I got coming up in the immediate future. So.
And then, I would like to plug anything before you go, like Facebook, a way to actually to get you booked and stuff like that for booking and all the fun-filled stuff.
For booking stuff, I usually just go through Facebook. Just Nathan Redwing on Facebook. I usually accept about everyone's friend request. That's a good way to get a hold of me. And then I got an email, just NateRedwing@gmail.com. That's a good way to get a hold of me for bookings. And then I got a Twitter @JessRedwing. And then my Instagram, I believe, is just NateRedwing. So all those places, I like to post stuff all over that stuff too. So that's where you can keep up to date with what I'm doing, what I got going on, basically.
Yeah. For me to reiterate this again, July 30th at Metro Pro Wrestling, Red Wing, myself, Metro Pro, and the MWR group, we are doing a special promotion that night. If you guys want to get your hands on tickets, get there early, get there bright and early, probably get there about 3, maybe later than that. I'm going to be there at 3 because I'm one of those guys who likes to be there. You can get a free Red Wing a trading card courtesy of Missouri Wrestling Revival, and myself, actually at Wrestle Radio. You can get a free Red Wing card, and I'm pretty sure he'll have a couple of Sharpies. You can get that autographed by him at the show. So we thank you, Red Wing, for joining us this week, and we will see you July 30th at Metro Pro.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having me on. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks very much, brother, and have a good time.
Yeah, you too.
That was Nathan Redwing on our show this week. We are very happy to have him on this week. It was a pretty great interview with the man who will be in the Metro Pro Heavyweight Title Tournament coming up July 30th. We have about an hour left in the show. Let's get cracking on some dates coming up for myself and Wrestle Radio. Next week we will be doing it's not going to be an actual show. It will be just me coming on here for about 5 minutes, saying what's going on, and then we will play whatever show we decide to do, and then we will do a special edition of the July 4th version of the show. July 11th, Dynamo Pro will be on air with us. We'll be on air with us as they get set for the show July 16th. Then July 18th, I will be doing a normal show, as we're doing right now. We're talking everything wrestling. I haven't announced an official guest yet, but July 25th will be Metro Pro edition. That's the one edition you do not want to miss. Heading in to July 30th, Metro Pro from the Turner Rec Center over in Kansas City, Kansas. not know how that may pan out. Also, on top of that, also upcoming events, we'll be at all the Metro Pros the rest of the year. We're working on getting other bookings around, like going to a Dynamo Pro show, probably another 3XW show. We're going to hit WLW in August for Night of Champions, which Mark Henry will be a guest on that illustrious show. We're going to probably get some guys in WLW coming up in the near future. But, yeah, pretty fun-filled stuff. Coming in, taking stuff down. Raw is currently going on at the moment. If you guys want to go over, check that out. Go watch the show. It should be a pretty, very, very, should be an interesting show. We're going to go take a break. We will be right back in about 5 minutes. Welcome back to Wrestle Radio. We are back with the final 15 minutes of the show. We shortened it from 2 hours to an hour and 15 minutes. For those of you who don't know, W2K17 or 2K released their cover athlete for W2K17 this year. And Brock Lesnar will be on the cover this year for W2K17. If you guys want to go and check out all things Wrestle Radio, head over to www.wrestle-radio.weebly.com. Also, on top of that, go to our iTunes. Head over to iTunes. You can download the latest episodes of Wrestle Radio. It will be under Wrestle Radio Network. Will be on there, so you can listen to this episode. Next week, we will not be doing a live episode. It'll be a rebroadcast of one of our recent episodes. You guys want to go and listen to one of our past episodes, which I will probably choose the one later this week that will be on the show this coming up week, since it'll be 4th of July weekend. I will be out of town. James will also be out of town, so we will both be out of town, not being able to do the show. But as we get ready for stuff to go on, it's going to be a very, very fun ride. July is going to be a jam-packed month when it comes to doing shows. Announcements, Dino Pro will be on July 11th, Metro Pro Edition July 25th. James, hopefully he'll be back next, not next week, it'll be 2 weeks. We are also going to be doing a live stream soon, probably during the Metro Pro, before the Metro Pro show at Community America Ballpark. We will be doing a possible live stream out there. If you guys want to keep on our information, head over to www.wrestle-radio.com/Weebly or .weebly.com and go follow our eventual updates. We are working on a store, getting t-shirts made. We are going to be running a contest, which will be announced next week at the start of the show next week. And you guys can get all your info and stuff through that. Then our new Wrestle Radio logo will be going live tomorrow morning at about around 11-ish. It will be a very good eventful July. My birthday is next weekend. That's partially another reason why we're not doing the show next week, because my birthday is next Saturday, or this Saturday coming up. If you guys want to go and wish me a happy birthday, head over to my Facebook at www.facebook.com/cloudy10 or find me at Jake Patty on Facebook or on Twitter at Jake Patty. If you guys want to go and find me personally for stuff, head over to facebook.com/JakeRock. Head over to my Twitter at twitter.com/JakePatty. I'm on Periscope at periscope.com/JakePatty. And we will also have an Instagram at JakeRyan12, I believe it is. It's JakeRyan12. Go follow me on that. I will keep you all updated on the fun stuff. Well, that does it for this week's show. We thank Red Wing for being on the show this week. I'm sorry we have to cut the show short. Next week we will do a show, a rebroadcast of a show. We do not know what show yet, but we will be on back on July 11th. The Dynamo Pro comes on the show. It's going on in their realm over in St. Louis. guys like to go follow everything, it will be in the description starting next week. And also, I'm going to have a better subscription description. And also next week, we will be doing a YouTube stuff starting next week. Yeah, you guys can go join us. It's going to be a very fun ride. July, August, September should be a very great 3 months. We will see you in 2 weeks, July 11th. Monday night, I'll be back at our normal time, 5 to 7 p.m. We will be live. We thank you for joining us this week. I'm Jake Ryan. We will see you in 2 weeks. Have a happy 4th of July. Have a swell, happy 4th of July weekend, and we will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you. Have a good one, everybody.